to Storytime for Littles with Abby. Today we're reading Freckle-Faced Strawberry by Julianne Moore. Once upon a time, there was a little girl who was just like everybody else. She was 7. She was short. She could ride a bike. She was just like everybody else, except for one thing. She had red hair and something worse. Freckles! How she got them was a mystery. Her mother didn't have freckles. Her father didn't have freckles. Her sister didn't have freckles. Her baby brother, oh yeah, he had freckles, but he was just a baby. People always had something to say about her freckles. But most of the time, they just said, "Freckle-faced Strawberry." Freckle-faced Strawberry felt really bad. She needed to get rid of the freckles fast. She tried scrubbing them. She tried lemon juice. She even tried markers, but her mom got mad. Nothing worked. If she couldn't make her freckles go away, she would just have to hide. It worked. All her freckles were gone. It worked so well that she started wearing it to school. It worked so well that nobody said anything about her freckles anymore. It worked so well that none of her friends knew where she was. Freckle-faced Strawberry was kind of sad and hot and a little itchy. After school at the playground, she was lonely. Everybody was playing except for Freckle-faced Strawberry. She was sitting in the shade, wishing she wasn't so hot. Somebody tugged on her shirt. It was a baby. Freckle-faced Strawberry knew about babies because of her little brother. "Mama! Don't bug me, baby. Mama! I said don't bug me, baby. Wah! All right, I'm pretty hot." The baby started to laugh. She laughed. "Hey, what's so funny? Hee! What's so funny?" Freckles. She loves freckles. She thinks they're funny. "They're not, I should know. I know how you feel. I'm covered in them." "I can't see any." "I know. Mine kind of went away a little when I grew up. I bet yours will too." She was just glad she wasn't so hot anymore or itchy. Suddenly, Freckle-faced Strawberry heard some familiar voices. "Freckle-faced Strawberry, go down the side with me. Freckle-faced Strawberry, you have to meet the new girl. She wears a ski mask all the time. Freckle-faced Strawberry, were you sick? Freckle-faced Strawberry, we missed you." Freckle-faced Strawberry smiled so wide, she thought she would crack open. She wasn't hot, she wasn't itchy, and she wasn't sad anymore. Who cared about having a million freckles when she had a million friends? And maybe that mom was right, and her freckles would go away a little. And Freckle-faced Strawberry really was like everybody else. She grew up, and her freckles did not go away. But somehow, she didn't care so much after all. In fact, she lived happily ever after. I love that story because everyone has different things that they have. That little girl had red hair and freckles. And that was awesome, and it was just perfect for her, and she grew up and lived happily ever after. But some of us might have curly hair, or straight hair, or brown skin, or black skin, or white skin. We're all a little different.